DeepEnglish.com.
Born into slavery in 1839, Robert Smalls grew up working on a South Carolina plantation. Who grew up working on a South Carolina plantation? Robert Smalls grew up working on a South Carolina plantation. When was he born? He was born in 1839. Was he a slave? Yes, he was a slave. When he was old enough, the plantation owner sent him to work at the docks in Charleston Harbor. Who sent him to work at the docks? The plantation owner sent him to work at the docks. Were the docks in Carolina Harbor? No, the docks weren't in Carolina Harbor. The docks were in Charleston Harbor. It was there that he learned everything about ships. What did Smalls learn everything about? Smalls learned everything about ships. By the time the Civil War came around, Smalls had become an experienced seaman. What had Smalls become? Smalls had become an experienced seaman. When did he become an experienced seaman? He became an experienced seaman by the time the Civil War came around. He was sent to work on the Confederate Navy ship called the Planter. What was the ship called? The ship was called the Planter. Was it a Confederate Army ship? No, it wasn't a Confederate Army ship. It was a Confederate Navy ship. Smalls had also started a family, with permission from his master, of course. What had Smalls also started? Smalls had also started a family. Whose permission did he get? He got the permission of his master. He married Hannah Jones, an enslaved hotel worker with two children. Was Hannah Jones a slave? Yes, Hannah Jones was a slave. Where did she work? She worked in a hotel. Did she have any children? Yes, she did. She had two children. But Smalls knew at any moment Hannah's children could be sold to another master somewhere else. What did Smalls know could happen to the children at any moment? Smalls knew that at any moment Hannah's children could be sold to another master somewhere else. He needed a plan for freedom, and he needed it fast. What did he need a plan for? He needed a plan for freedom. Did he need it fast or slow? He needed it fast. What he did next was nothing short of amazing. Was what he did next something boring? No, what he did next was not something boring. What he did next was nothing short of amazing. Before the crack of dawn on May 13, 1862, while the white officers slept in their homes, Smalls crept aboard the Planter. What did Smalls do on May 13, 1862? Smalls crept aboard the Planter on May 13, 1862. Did he do this in the afternoon? No, he didn't do this in the afternoon. He did this before the crack of dawn. What were the white officers doing? The white officers were sleeping in their homes. With the help of eight other black seamen, he guided the ship out of the harbor in the dark night. Did Smalls guide the ship out of the harbor alone? No, Smalls didn't guide the ship out of the harbor alone. He guided the ship out of the harbor with the help of eight other black seamen. He made a stop at another set of docks to pick up family members who were waiting and hiding. Who was waiting and hiding? Family members were waiting and hiding. Did Smalls stop to say hello? No, Smalls didn't stop to say hello. He stopped to pick them up. But they weren't in the clear yet. They had to sail past a handful of military checkpoints on their way to freedom. Were they in the clear? No, they weren't in the clear yet. What did they have to do? They had to sail past military checkpoints. How many military checkpoints? A handful of military checkpoints. But Smalls knew just what to do, as he had been watching the ship's captain over the years and learning his military hand signals. Did Smalls know what to do? Yes, Smalls knew just what to do. What had Smalls been doing over the years? He had been watching the ship's captain over the years and learning his military hand signals. Disguised as the captain, he guided the ship safely past five Confederate checkpoints. Who was Smalls disguised as? Smalls was disguised as the captain. How many Confederate checkpoints did he guide the ship safely past? he guided the ship safely past 5 Confederate checkpoints. By the time anyone realized the planter had been nicked, Smalls and his crew had reached Union waters. They were free. Had the planter been nicked? Yes, the planter had been nicked. Who had nicked the planter? Smalls and his crew had nicked the planter. What had they reached? They had reached Union waters. Were they free? Yes, they were free. But the story of Robert Smalls didn't end there. Did the story of Robert Smalls end there? No, the story of Robert Smalls didn't end there. He then joined the Union Navy and fought bravely in 17 battles. Did he join the Confederate Navy? No, he didn't join the Confederate Navy. He joined the Union Navy. How many battles did he fight bravely in? He fought bravely in 17 battles. He was promoted to captain and became the highest-ranking and highest-paid black officer in the Civil War. Was he promoted to general? No, he wasn't promoted to general. He was promoted to captain. What did he become? He became the highest-ranking and highest-paid black officer in the Civil War. When the war was over, he entered politics, serving in South Carolina's House of Representatives and Senate. When the war was over, what did he do? When the war was over, he entered politics. In which state did he serve in the House of Representatives and Senate? He served in South Carolina's House of Representatives and Senate. Later, he was elected to the U.S. House of Representatives in 1874, where he fought to make the South a better place for African Americans. When was he elected to the U.S. House of Representatives? He was elected to the U.S. House of Representatives in 1874. What did he fight for? He fought to make the South a better place for African Americans. And the plantation where Smalls had grown up as a slave? He bought it after the war and lived there until his death in 1915. What did Smalls buy after the war? Smalls bought the plantation where he had grown up as a slave. How long did he live there? He lived there until his death in 1915. On his gravestone were the following words: "My race needs no special defense, for the past history of them in this country proves them to be the equal of any people anywhere. All they need is an equal chance in the battle of life." Does his race need a special defense? No, his race needs no special defense. Does the past history of them prove them to be the equal of any people anywhere? Yes, the past history of them proves them to be the equal of any people anywhere. What is all they need? All they need is an equal chance in the battle of life. Where were these words written? These words were written on his gravestone. May this great man rest in peace.